This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
If you want to shatter the backboard of education,
yes.
This is where it happens.
You can do it.
Seen a grasshopper take down an antelope on Nat Geo.
You want to know what planet did it his way.
Why is it always a crazy uncle?
I did it my way.
Well, we could just stop right there. That was funny. I don't care who you are. That kind of stuff. It is Trivia Friday. Ed Vitagliano sitting in for Tim Wildman. I'm joined in studio by J.J. Jasper. Good morning, J.J.
Great to be here.
Great to be here. Walker Wildman. Good morning, Walker.
Good morning. Good Friday.
Good.
Excited for trivia.
Yes, it is Good Friday, like your dad says. Tim Wildman, the president of the ministry. For 4 days, we tell you the world's going to end, and on Friday, we pretend it's not. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to have some fun. We're going to learn some stuff. Walker, folks can watch us now on two social media platforms, can't they?
That's right. Folks who have Facebook can visit our Today's Issues Facebook page, watch the show there, comment, and Monday through Thursday you can find the news stories. But today we're going to go light and have some trivia. Also, you can go to YouTube, and if you go to YouTube and type in Today's Issues Live, you'll find our live video feed there during the show. Watch there also and comment. So multiple ways to keep up to date on the show.
All right. Well, folks, most of you who've been listening for a while and have listened to Trivia Friday, you know how this here game is played. The three of us are going to ask three questions. So, JJ, how many questions would that be total?
It'd be nine total.
Nine total, all right.
If you're not using Common Core math, I've got a different answer if you want to go that direction.
That's right. So we're going to ask those questions. Those are going to be out in the public sphere. You can call in. You can answer one of those questions and or ask us a question of your own. Try to stump us. I mean, we're three professors here, and we think we got what it takes to answer your question. So bring it. So ask, answer, or do both. The number to call if you want to get on the show is 888-589-8840. That number again, 888-589-8840. Now, JJ, there is a particular question that we want to let our listeners know. Tell our listeners about that question.
One of these nine is the mystery question. So if you answer correctly, you'll hear this sound.
Well, hopefully you'll hear a little bit more. There you go.
There you go. The first sound was Marcel Marceau doing some little hand gestures.
Yeah, the mime. I remember that.
The second sound was the cowbell. Yeah, if you answer that mystery question correctly, and it's going to be one of these original nine, you don't know which one it is, but if you happen to select that answer correctly, you're going to get a real nice brand new Learning University t-shirt.
We're holding it up.
For those of you watching on YouTube or on Facebook, we're holding these up. These are pretty nice.
There we go. Little delay. Those who can't watch are wondering what we're doing.
These are refurbished, right?
These are.
No, they're brand new.
Brand new. No refurbished. And you get it for free. Now, you can get one for yourself if you don't want to wait for the mystery question. You just want one. You can go to afastore.net and pick you up one of those Trivia Friday Learning University t-shirts. All right. Well, let's. We do have one rule that we hold to, and that is if you have called and gotten on the show in the last 4 weeks, so in the last month, if you've called, gotten on the show, we ask you to wait a week before trying to get in and get on the show again. We try to give as many people as possible an opportunity to get on the program. All right. Well, let's go ahead and start with the questions that we're going to challenge our students with. We'll start with you, Walker, and I'll go, and then JJ, and then we'll go to the phones.
All right, first question for me. What was the first toy advertised on television? What was the first toy advertised on television? Second question, what is the Japanese word that means, quote, empty orchestra? Empty orchestra in Japanese.
Ah, so, great question.
And I don't speak Japanese, so
is that Japanese or Chinese?
I
honestly don't know.
JJ doesn't even know.
No, I just throwing something out there, pretty random.
Appreciate that, JJ. Lastly, this might be an easy one for some folks. In what year was the Nintendo 64 officially released? The year of the Nintendo 64 official release.
Now, that was a car, wasn't it? Because I think I had
yes,
one of those.
Yes, V8.
Ones. Yeah, V8. All right, here are my three questions. In 1978, who was the first Arab leader to recognize the State of Israel since its creation in 1948? In 1978, who was the first Arab leader to recognize the State of Israel? Second question. I've been doing a lot of these over the last several weeks. I hope you don't get bored with them. I like these. A person from Kansas is called a Kansan. What do you call a person from New Mexico? There are actually official terms. What do you call a person from New Mexico? And then in honor of my friend J.J. Jasper, I have a true-false question. True or false, Albert Einstein failed math in high school. I should do it the J.J. Jasper way. Is that true or false? Albert Einstein failed math in high school.
Here's, all right, what, JJ. Here's what I've got. I try to tie this to current events. Monday is President's Day. So my first question, he was the first president born outside of the 13 original states. He was the first president with a beard, and he established Thanksgiving as a national holiday. Name him.
Oh.
Second question, again, keeping things current, this coming Sunday is the Daytona 500 race. So I want to know, who has won the Daytona 500 the most times?
Hmm.
Who has won the Daytona 500 the most times?
Oddly enough, he was driving a Nintendo 64 when he won.
The first race yeah. that he was. That's right. Third question, which state is home to the world's largest naval base? Which state is home to the world's largest naval base?
All right. Good questions, folks. It is Trivia Friday. We go to the phones. JJ, let's go to where are we going to go first?
Let's go to Eileen in Arizona. Hello, Eileen.
Hello. How are you?
We're blessed, and we're so thankful you're on the air. Do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'll do both.
Which question you want to tackle?
We want the one about Einstein.
All right. Here's the question. Albert Einstein failed math in high school. Is that true or false?
I'm going to say that is true.
That is 100% false. Everyone thinks Albert Einstein failed. He did fail an entrance exam for a school once, but did very well in math. So
I'll tell you what else he failed at, his application of hair product. He failed miserably at that.
His patent failed because he just always had the hair sticking up, going in crazy directions. Looked like he just got out of bed.
Yeah.
But
good try. Eileen, do you have a question for us?
Yeah, we are in Quartzsite, Arizona for a few of these winter months, and we would like to ask you if you know something that quartzite is famous for.
Something that quartzite is famous for. You're talking about the community, right?
The town, Quartzsite, okay. Arizona.
All right,
Quartzsite. Now, is it going to be something to do with the courthouse? Because hence the name. We're just talking among ourselves.
It's quartzite.
Quartzite.
That's a mineral. A-R-T-Z. It's a mineral, isn't it? Is a mineral, right?
A rock, yes.
Yeah,
Maybe it was one of the first mining sites in the West.
I don't know. I'm stumped.
It's where the turquoise is mined. That's my wild, crazy guess.
Okay, well, that's not bad.
We'll go with JJ.
We'll go with JJ on that.
I think probably the turquoise is probably mined other places in Arizona. I mean, quartzite is famous for a lot of rocks and gems and minerals, and there's gold mines and all kinds of stuff around here, or old ones.
Yeah.
But it's one thing that it is famous for is that in the, I think, late 1800s, somebody imported camels out here thinking that they would work well in the desert, and they really did not because it's very rocky here. It's not the soft sand like in the Sahara. Very rocky, and there's cactus and little baby prickly cactus on the ground, and didn't work so well for the camel's feet.
But they imported camels. That's interesting. Now, I think I remember seeing a movie, a Western, where they then the U.S. Army actually have a like camel instead of like a cavalry
like
regiment. They had like a camel regiment or something.
I'm not sure. My husband said maybe.
Okay.
I don't know for sure.
Yeah.
We just know that the camel is kind of the symbol for the town of Quartzsite, and a lot of the businesses have camel in the name, and
yeah.
They have a
very interesting
one of the they just camels are a big part of the history here, I guess.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Hey,
well, that is a great trivia question, and that's fascinating. I may try to look that up.
I would have walked a mile to hear that information. Thank you so much for that.
Thank you, Eileen.
Hey, let's go moving right along. Let's go to Texas, and John's on the line. Hello, John.
Hey, guys. Greetings from Cut and Shoot again.
Oh, we'd love the name of your town. Hey, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'll do both.
Which one you want to answer?
I want to try the one, the president that was born outside of the original 13 colonies.
Here's the question. He was the first president born outside of the 13 original states. He was the first president with a beard, so there's a good hint. And he established Thanksgiving as a national holiday. Name him, John.
I believe that would be Lincoln.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Abraham Lincoln.
Nice
job.
He was the first president born outside the original 13 colonies / states.
Yes.
Huh, very interesting. And he was the first one with a beard?
First one with a beard. Hmm. Yeah. Hey, John, what's your question for us?
Okay, let's keep something with presidents on it. How many U.S. presidents have died on July the 4th? None of them in office, okay?
Yeah.
How many have died on July the 4th?
I heard this, and you've got Jefferson and some different ones that they died right there on Independence Day, and it's like three or four. I mean, it's pretty remarkable.
Was it Jefferson and Madison, the two that were kind of
tied in with
they were rivals or something, weren't they? And was it? I know it was Jefferson for one, and was it Madison who was upset because he thought that Jefferson was going to outlive him? They both actually died on the same day or something.
Yeah, and I think one was mad that his friend died just to show how patriotic he was. He just died on that day and said, man, you always got to one-up somebody. I'm going to say three. What about you? You have a guess?
Yeah, I don't have a good guess. So
I'm just going to say two because those are the only two that I know of.
It seems like there were three.
Might be. Okay, so you got several.
When you figure President Nintendo 64.
That's right, died on July 4th. All right, John, what's the straight scoop?
Okay, Jefferson is right, but the other one who died on the exact same day at almost the exact same time was John Adams.
Adams, okay. All right.
And that was on the 50th anniversary. That was 1826. But there was one more who died in 1831, and that was James Monroe.
Okay. So three presidents died on July 4th.
Yes.
That's pretty remarkable.
Yeah, it is. And the rivalry between Adams and Jefferson, it's almost poignant that they died just like you said, hours apart, and didn't know whoever was still alive didn't know that the other one had died. It was that's pretty amazing. So, all right.
Yeah, in their latter years, evidently the animosity died down some, and
okay.
They corresponded back and forth, but they died within 2 hours of each other, so there was no way of knowing that the other one had died.
Yeah. Okay.
So, anyway, that's trivia for today.
That's some good president trivia.
All
hey,
right.
John, have a great weekend. Thanks for listening to AFR.
All right. Let's see. We continue going to the phones, try to get as many as we can before the break. Where do we go next?
Brett JJ? From Louisiana. Hello, Brett.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
We're blessed. Welcome to Trivia Friday. Brett, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
Well, I'm going to do both. Only thing is, I was going for the Lincoln. So,
okay. which other question do you feel confident about?
Well, JJ, do y'all mind reading them out again?
No, we can do that. Walker, why don't you go ahead? We need to reset our questions anyway.
Okay, first question for me. What was the first toy advertised on television Second question, what is the Japanese word that means empty orchestra? Empty orchestra in Japanese, what does that word mean? Lastly, in what year was the car Nintendo 64 officially made? No, I'm joking. In what year was the Nintendo 64 officially released?
All right, here are mine. I'm going to have to add one. In 1978, who was the first Arab leader to recognize the state of Israel? Second question, a person from Kansas is called a Kansan. What do you call a person from New Mexico? And I'll add a third question. I've been doing some of these over the last several weeks. Chillax is a blend of what two words? The word chillax is a blend of what two words when someone will tell somebody who's upset, hey, chillax. And that's a blend of what two words?
I put that on a coffee table once. I wish I'd have used varnish instead. That chillax, it just doesn't last as long.
Yeah. You have to sand it off.
It's terrible. Here's what I've got. First question, who has won the Daytona 500 the most times? Who has won the Daytona 500 the most times? Second question, which state is home to the world's largest naval base? And then I'll add one, true or false, sticking with President's Day upcoming. President Abraham Lincoln kept his important documents inside his hat. Is that true or false?
He also kept a half-eaten sandwich a lot of times in case he got hungry.
President Abraham Lincoln kept his important documents inside his hat. True or false, Brett?
Well, I'm going to go with Ed's chillax.
All right. Chillax is a blend of what two words?
Chill and relax.
Chill and relax.
Nicely well done, Brett. Excellent.
So do you chillax? All right. Are you going to chillax this weekend?
I'm going to try to, but I got four kids. So.
Okay. Yeah, you got your hands full. Hey, Brett, what's your question for us?
Well, okay, I got a question. It's going to be from Louisiana, so it's going to be with that. But before that, I don't know if y'all remember, a little while back, a lady had called about Boston and those streets flooding.
Right.
And I think she said it was with molasses.
It was.
And I wanted to, and I know it ended up killing people, but I wanted to add to that a little bit. And here's the deal. What happened was, I'm just kidding. It exploded in January, but it didn't reach the streets till March, and that's why they drowned.
Oh, man. So it was, right, Brett? Slow as molasses.
Oh, okay. My goodness.
That's right. But,
While you said that, Brett, you know what the snail said riding on the turtle's back? Whee!
Oh, I think some folks who know Brett are going to hear that joke this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, listen, did you say you have a legitimate question for us?
I do. Louisiana, of course, everybody knows New Orleans, but that's actually the second oldest city. Do y'all know what the oldest city is? By 4 years, I believe.
Oh,
the oldest city in Louisiana.
All right, we're going to talk amongst ourselves, Brett, so don't say yes or no.
Okay.
I mean, Baton Rouge? What do you think?
That sounds like a good guess.
Yeah, we'll go with Baton Rouge.
All right, we're going to guess Baton Rouge, Brett.
That's your final answer. Y'all don't want to phone a friend?
Baton Rouge. Hey, I could. My wife is yelling at the radio, giving the right answer, but I just can't hear.
It's Natchitoches.
Oh, okay. All right, and it's got the Texas sister city of Nacogdoches, right?
Nacogdoches. I believe so, yeah.
Nacogdoches. Yeah.
We went down there. They have some little festivals around December time and all that, and kind of do a little tour of the town, and that's what one of the tour guides kind of, that's one of the things that stuck out with me. They said New Orleans was upset that they beat them by 4 years to be the oldest city.
That's some good Louisiana trivia. Thanks for that, Brett, and thanks for listening to AFR. Have a good weekend, and don't forget to continue to pray for those in Florida. The families of those that lost those 17, boy, a lot of heartache, a lot of grieving taking place. The nation grieves as what took place in Parkland, Florida.
All right, thanks, Brett. All right, let's try to squeeze in another question here, another listener. Go ahead.
We've got a 7-year-old from Oregon. How are you? Is it Tell? Is that your name?
Yes.
Tell,
Thank you. Do
you want to ask, answer, or do both?
Both, please.
Which one you want to answer?
Uh, would like to answer the one about Abraham and his hat.
Oh, okay. It's true or false, Tell, and here's the question. True or false, President Abraham Lincoln kept his important documents inside his hat. Is that true or false?
True.
It is 100% true.
No way.
Really? Yes. Way to go, Tell.
And here's the deal. They didn't have man purses back then.
Yeah.
So, you know, he could put all kind of stuff in there. And a little known fact, he was one of the very first to start doing magic shows at children's birthday parties. Pull that rabbit out of the hat as long as he didn't get his passport and some of the other things mixed up. But, yeah, that big old stovepipe hat, he kept his important documents.
And that's where that expression came from. Watch me pull a rabbit out of my hat.
Maybe. Yeah. Hey, how did you know that? Were you guessing or did you know that for sure?
Yeah, I read a book about that.
Wow.
That's great.
That's awesome that impressive. You're reading stuff about history and political science and all. That's excellent, Tell. You want to ask us a question?
Yes. So this is about a seahorse.
Okay.
And true or false, a seahorse can bend his head down and up, but not side to side.
I'm going to say true.
Yeah, I think that's true. We're saying true on that, Tell.
The ones I've run into, that was the case with them.
We say true, Tell.
Right. It's 100% true. And their eyes move independently, swiveling to watch each side.
Oh,
can you imagine the excitement over at Nat Geo if you crossed an owl with a seahorse?
Trying to look at each other.
Hey, thank you. Have a wonderful weekend. And please tell your family thanks for listening to AFR. Thank you, Tail.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Very polite and very intelligent sounding, very bright sounding 7-year-old.
I know. Excellent. All right. Hey, we got just a little bit before the break. JJ, why don't you let our listeners know where you're going to be or where they can go to invite you if they want you to come to a
Thanks for an opportunity to make a shameless plug. In fact, if I can throw this in, my wife and daughters opened a women's boutique and gift store back in the fall, and our listeners have said we wished you were online. We just launched JasperAndCompanyBoutique.com.
Online,
JasperAndCompanyBoutique.com. So, ladies listening, with Easter and Mother's Day and things coming up, I'll give you a chance to check that out. But I'm going to be in Illinois. I don't have the dates in front of me. A men's conference next week in Pontotoc, Mississippi at First Baptist Church. Pregnancy Center annual fundraisers 2 in Illinois in March. That's right around the corner. And so I appreciate these opportunities to travel and speak. They can go to jjjasper.com to look at the calendar and if you want to bring me to your area.
Yeah, all right. Excellent job. Walker, are you going to be speaking anywhere?
I'm going to be speaking after the break, repeating my questions.
Okay. All right, folks, it is Trivia Friday. It is the Today's Issues version on Friday. It's also called
Learning University.
You come here to learn, and we guarantee we will make you more smarter, more betterer, and more awesomer. We guarantee you a 1-point increase to your IQ for every week you listen. 888-589-8840 is the number to call if you want to get here on this here show.
And those of you that keep your important documents in your hat, don't forget to change your password.
We're going to take a short break, folks, and we will be right back.
On the next Today's Issues.
Walker Wildman is handling our Facebook presence in the world.
Yeah, if you have a Facebook account, just type in Today's Issues in your search bar, and then our page will pop up. And you can watch the show there every day, or you can view all the articles that we talk about.
Right, but you can also be our friend.
Don't miss the next Today's Issues. Weekday mornings at 11 Eastern, 10 Central on American Family Radio and on Facebook.
Hello, everyone. I'm Tim Wildman, president of American Family Association and American Family Radio. We still have seats available for our September tours of Washington, D.C. and Williamsburg. Washington, D.C. and Mount Vernon, that's one tour. and then Williamsburg, Jamestown, and Yorktown. That is a separate tour. Now, we put them back to back so you can do both. If you're flying in from Texas or Montana or California or wherever you may be coming from, so that you can do those tours back to back with us if that's something you so choose to do. Now, Stephen McDowell of the Providence Foundation will be with us all along the way as our historian. Stephen will add context, he'll answer questions, talk about the people, the places, the events that make up our early American history. So for more information on this Spiritual Heritage Tour, go to the website spiritualheritagetours.com. SpiritualHeritageTours.com for the September tour information.
Hello, Americans. I'm Todd Stearns with news and commentary next. Since 1971, Liberty University's values have been defined by a commitment to excellence and a biblical worldview. Their mission of training champions for Christ has remained the foundation of everything they do. It's that mission that propels Liberty students to excellence in the classroom and beyond. More than 550 programs of study from undergrad to doctoral degrees, effectively preparing students to enter a competitive job market. Visit liberty.edu to learn more. That's liberty.edu. The FBI confirms they received a tip months before the massacre at that high school in Parkland, Florida. A YouTube user named Nicholas Cruz said in September he planned to be a professional school shooter. A Mississippi man saw the post. He called the FBI. He saw something and he said something, which is exactly what he was supposed to do. But the FBI said they could not identify the user who made the comment. Meanwhile, there is a national outcry among Democrats in the anti-gun crowd demanding Congress take action, but no one has explained what sort of new law on the books would have prevented the shooting in South Florida. The bigger issue is how to protect public school campuses from would-be attackers, campuses that for the most part are gun-free zones. The irony is, whenever there is an emergency in a gun-free zone, somebody with a gun normally comes to the rescue. I'm Todd Stearns.
In 1972, a crack commando unit was sent to prison by a military court for a crime they didn't commit. These men promptly escaped from a maximum security stockade to the Los Angeles underground. Today, still wanted by the government, they survive as soldiers of fortune. If you have a problem, if no one else can help, and if you can find them, maybe you can hire the A-Team.
And that is from the A-Team.
I pity the fool that didn't get a chance to watch that show.
I pity the fool. Mr. T from Rocky III. He had a little bit of a career
he was playing the exact same character. Yeah.
You know, every Friday that I'm on, which tends to be more often now, I feel like I'm sitting in front of a box TV in the 70s watching three different channels when we come back from the breaks.
That's a real good word picture, and if you want to really experience that, in your mind, picture getting up and walking over to the TV to change the channels because we didn't have a remote back in the day.
Yeah,
I've said this on the show many times. I was my dad's remote control, and into my 30s, I watched TV laying on the floor with my head propped up because that's the way I watched TV. If my dad was in the room, especially like if we're watching football games, he would say, hey, turn it over to the other game. And I'd just reach over there and turn the channel. But he was up high enough that he could see over me, but I was just sitting close enough to the TV to where I could just reach over and change it.
Old habits are hard to break. So you still lay on the floor.
Well, I did into my 30s. I don't now.
Wow.
Yeah, I did. Just because that's where I was most comfortable.
It upgraded to a recliner.
Well, that was awkward when you'd go over to other people's homes. Man, Ed just makes himself at home, doesn't he?
Take my shoes off, my socks. So, all right, it is Trivia Friday, folks. 888-589-8840 is the number to call if you want to get on the show. And we're going to go right back to the phone lines. And, JJ, where do we go next?
Mike from Oklahoma. Howdy, Mike.
Hey, good morning, guys.
How are you? You had a good week?
Yes, pretty good. Had a record warm temperature yesterday, high temperature.
What was that?
Here.
How much?
Yeah, 81.
Wow. 81? Ugh. In February. I'm just telling you, that's disgusting.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Hey, Mike, I hope you treated your wife nice on Valentine's and not like the guy who was not romantic. So when he said that he bought his wife a bag and a belt for Valentine's, his friends were impressed. And they said, hey, that was very thoughtful. He said, yeah. He said, and I hope it makes the vacuum cleaner work better.
There you go, yeah.
Some men make that
good
mistake.
Yeah. Mike.
Good to hear your station back on the air again. It was off for over 24 hours.
Oh, wow. Well, Mike, thank you for your support, and thank you for listening. And, hey, do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
Let's try both.
Which question you feel good about?
Let's do Walker's there, Japanese word for empty orchestra.
Hey, Mike, thank you for that. First question attempted to be answered. That's a good encouragement for me. Here's the question. What is the Japanese word that means empty orchestra?
Okay, would that be karaoke?
That's correct.
Nice.
Yes.
Well done. Yep. Karaoke in Japanese means empty orchestra.
Well, and it also means embarrass thyself in some languages.
That's in Latin.
I was going to say devoid of talent in some languages.
Hey, well, good well job, done. Mike.
Hey, Mike, did you have to look that up or did you know that?
I heard that a long time ago. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, good. Right. Hey, Mike, what's your question for us?
Question is, what city in the United States, and maybe the world, has the most days and hours of sunshine a year?
What day in the United States
what
has...
City?
What city? Yeah, I'm sorry. What city has the most days of sunshine?
Yeah.
Yes.
And, okay. Man,
Now is this going to be Florida or Arizona?
Well, those would all
be one of those two.
Those would all, yeah. We're just talking amongst ourselves, Mike. Those would be similar. It would have to be something closer to the equator, closest to the equator. So
no, not the United States. Oh, well, maybe the world, but it's in the United States.
We're just going to talk amongst ourselves.
All right. What about you guys?
I think Florida, not a state. Yeah, I'm somewhere in South Florida or somewhere in the panhandle of Texas.
What about
border?
Something in Key West? Is Hawaii more southern than Florida?
I don't think so.
Yeah, we're
it
stumped.
It rains a lot there.
Yeah, it gets a lot of rain. One island there, it gets the most rain of any place in the world. They get 500 inches a year.
In Hawaii? Oh,
one of the
islands. Let's go with Florida.
Let's go with Miami.
All right.
Just throwing something out.
All right, we'll go with JJ's answer.
Miami, Mike.
No, it's far west of there. Yuma, Arizona.
Oh, okay.
Yuma, Arizona.
So it gets more sunshine. I don't know what I was thinking there, but I don't know why the equator would play a part in that.
You know, that makes sense, though, because that songwriter from Yuma said, "Ain't no sunshine when you're gone." Boy, that is all making sense to me now. Only clouds when you're away.
That's good. That's
hey, Mike.
All right, good question.
Have a great weekend, buddy.
On that one. Okay. We'll see you. Thank you.
Yes, all sir. Right.
I don't know what I was thinking. You know, sometimes I overthink things and just shouldn't. Should just avoid it. All right, where do we go next, JJ?
Dennis from New Hampshire. Hello, Dennis.
Hello, gentlemen.
Now I'm guessing you're in the Manchester area.
Yes, I am.
I've got to ask, what's the temperature there?
It's about 42 degrees right now.
Yeah, you guys 42. Are experiencing a heat wave.
Do you live?
Yeah, we are. In fact, next week it's supposed to be like 55, 60.
Wow, in February. Now, do you live in Manchester?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Hey, all Dennis, right. Ask, answer, or do yes. both?
I'm going to do both.
Which one do you want to answer?
The one about the naval base.
Which state is home to the world's largest naval base?
I would say Charleston, South Carolina.
No, sir, but that's a good guess.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Good guess. Hey, do you have a question for us?
Yes, I do. And I'm going to test your knowledge of dictionaries.
We're ready.
The word is gumptionology. 101. Is it the study of teeth and gums, or the study of gum disease, or the study of just for the fun of it, common sense.
I'm going to go
none of the above.
Yeah, I'm going to go grit, common sense,
yeah.
Gumption.
Yeah, that's
common
our guess.
Common sense?
Yes, yeah. Sir.
Okay, you got it.
All
well
right.
Done, JJ.
Good job.
It took a lot of gumption just to blurt that out, Dennis, but I didn't mind doing that. Hey, thank you for listening, and God bless you.
You're
have
welcome.
A great weekend.
Yeah, and you too. And thank you, gentlemen. Bye-bye.
All yes, right, sir.
Thanks, Dennis.
Hey, let's go ahead and reset our questions. I'm going to have to add one here. So, Walker, go ahead and...
All right, I'm going to add one, too, at the end here. What was the first toy advertised on television? Second question, in what year was the Nintendo 64 officially released? Last question, and it's a new question, what type of bridge is the Golden Gate Bridge? What type of bridge is the Golden Gate Bridge? If you're an engineer, civil engineer, you might know this question. So what type of bridge is the Golden Gate Bridge?
All right, first question for me. In 1978, who was the first Arab leader to recognize the state of Israel? Second question, a person from Kansas is called a Kansan. What do you call a person from New Mexico? And I'm going to add another true-false question. The Bible doesn't actually teach anywhere that Satan rules hell. Is that true or false? The Bible doesn't teach anywhere that Satan rules hell. True or false?
Here's what I've got. First question, NASCAR. Who has won the Daytona 500 the most times? Who has won the Daytona 500 the most times? Second question, which state is home to the world's largest naval base? And it's not, did he say South Carolina?
Charleston, mm-hmm. South Carolina.
It's not South Carolina. Which state is home to the world's largest naval base? And then I'll add one. What is the name for a human third molar? It's a tooth question. What is the common name for a human third molar?
All right. Good. All right. Those are your questions, folks. 888-589-8840 is the number to call if you want to get on Trivia Friday. 888-589-8840. Ed Vitagliano sitting in for Tim Wildman, J.J. Jasper, and Walker Wildman. We are your professors today, and we will go back to the phones. J.J., where do we head next?
We head to North Carolina, where Devin is patiently waiting. Hello, Devin.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
We're doing well. Hey, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'll do both.
Which question do you want to try?
The naval base one.
Okay, here's the question. Which state is home to the world's largest naval base, Devin?
The Commonwealth of Virginia.
You're exactly
right.
Norfolk. And I was amazed, 3,400 acres, 4 miles of waterfront.
Wow.
4 miles long. And when they started listing the destroyers, the aircraft carriers, all these things, it was like crazy, everything that is hosted there. And I was looking at that this morning, and it said something about the flights that take off. It's like every 3 minutes or every 6 minutes throughout the day, flights are taking off.
I guess all military aircraft.
I guess from the naval base there. But it's the largest in the world.
Wow.
Wow.
Devin, how did you know that?
I was born in Norfolk, grew up in Virginia Beach.
Okay.
Yeah, apparently that's...
My dad was stationed on the base. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I didn't realize that it was the world's largest, but that's very impressive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's your question for us?
My question is, where is the Norfolk Naval Shipyard located?
Where is the Norfolk Naval Shipyard located?
Mm-hmm. We're talking about a Norfolk Naval Base. Where is the Norfolk Naval Shipyard located?
You know, there's a part of me that wants to say Pascagoula, Mississippi, even though it's Norfolk. But shipyard,
right.
I wonder if they mean like getting the ship repaired. But then I saw where, like, in a town adjacent from Norfolk, you know, where all these other satellite things tied in.
Yeah.
I'm going to throw out Pascagoula, Mississippi. Say something crazy.
All right. I've got absolutely no guess at all. So yeah. I'll just go with JJ.
They work on ships there.
No, actually, it's located in Portsmouth, Virginia. And the reason they couldn't have called it the Portsmouth Naval Shipyard is there's a Portsmouth shipyard up between New Hampshire and Maine, so they had to call it the Norfolk Naval Shipyard.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Good.
Wow, hey, that's great. Thanks for that great question. But that's JJ. Your impulse there is one of those kind of things where you go, that sounds so crazy, it can't be true. But
right.
It's so crazy, sometimes those things are true.
Well, and here's the reason those crazy thoughts pop in my head. The Cincinnati, Ohio International Airport is not in Ohio. And it's not in Cincinnati. It's in Kentucky.
Really?
Oh, yeah. So, you know, whoever the Chamber of Commerce or the mayor that put that deal together.
that's strange. So it's in
Cincinnati.
Kentucky?
It's in Kentucky. Yes.
Huh.
And, hey, listen, thanks, Devin. Have a great weekend.
You got to.
All right, some interesting stuff. Let's go back to the phones. We're going to continue rolling along. Where do we go next?
Jay in Virginia. Jay, I bet I knew which question you wanted to tackle.
Yes, you are correct, sir.
The Devin beat you by one caller. Do you feel good about another question?
Yeah. Could you maybe quickly run them down?
All right, go ahead, Walker.
All right, what was the first toy advertised on television? In what year was the Nintendo 64 officially released? Lastly, what type of bridge is the Golden Gate Bridge?
And here are my three. In 1978, who was the first Arab leader to recognize the state of Israel? Second question, a person from Kansas is called a Kansan. What do you call a person from New Mexico? And then I threw in a true-false question. The Bible doesn't actually teach anywhere that Satan rules hell. Is that true or false?
Here's what I've got. Who has won the Daytona 500 the most times? Second question, what is the name for a human third molar? A tooth question. Third one, I'll add a new one. Name John Grisham's first number one bestseller. Name John Grisham's first number one bestseller. Did that help, Jay?
Oh, Lord. Let me try going with the bridge question.
All right. What type of bridge is the Golden Gate Bridge, Jay?
This is a shot in the dark. I don't know, but is it a suspension bridge?
That's correct.
Hey, all right. Good nice job.
Well done, Jay. Well done. Yes. All right. I guess suspension means it has the guide wires.
The cables.
Guy wires. So, well done, Jay. Are you in engineering, or you just guessed that?
Well, I've got a little bit of an engineering background, but then I thought, well, suspension, it kind of looks like a suspension bridge.
Yeah.
I reckon I'll say it's a suspension bridge.
There you go.
This may be one of those old wives' fables, but I heard or read years ago that the Golden Gate Bridge is so long, they start painting it at one end, and the painters go and, you know, do that throughout the year. And then when they finish, they go right back and start again.
Because it takes that long? It
takes that long and all the salt.
Wow.
All the salt
in
the air and everything, and it's so long.
That's interesting.
That they are always continually painting it. Now, that may be one of those things, you know.
Yeah, old wives' tale. But if that's true, that's pretty good job security.
That's a long bridge. Hey, Jay, what's your question for us?
Well, yeah, that's called, hey, I was really thinking on my feet right there. I think that worth a travel mug or a T-shirt or something?
Hey, good try. Yeah, but we're going to have to pass this time. But listen, what's your question for us?
All right. Well, I've got a question for you. The insect, okay, we're on insects. The insect by the name of a bed bug, is this true or false? I can't say it like you do. The female will produce eggs its whole life, just for once, you know, for one time. Produce for her whole life. Is that true or false?
Okay, so you mean the bed bug, the female has just one litter or whatever they call it, and that's all she produces for her whole life? Is that the question?
Well, once insemination, she'll produce her whole life. Is that true or false?
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Here's the deal, Jay. I'm going to say true to your question, but I'll tell you another thing that bed bug done. It influenced the way I say my nighttime prayers. I've been saying that for many, many years, and so far I hadn't been bit by no bed bugs, and I've been able to sleep tight.
Hey, I'm going to go true.
Yeah, I think that sounds like a true, Jay.
That is 100% true.
Wow.
Good job,
and
dude.
That, yeah. Now we got two job security.
Yeah.
The painter for the Golden Gate Bridge and the exterminator.
Yes.
That pest control guy is earning his money, and he's got plenty of work.
So that's one,
one
that's insemination, and that female bedbug will produce her entire life. That's no wonder they're hard to get rid of.
Hey, buddy, have a great weekend. Thanks for listening to AFR.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Now tonight I'm going to be itching, scratching.
Tonight? I'm doing it now.
You know, the only thing that can make that worse is if we started yawning right now on the show. if we each one just started yawning, then our listeners would yawn and they would be itching.
You know, I'm trying to suppress it.
Trying to suppress
you
the yawn?
You mentioned,
mean like yawning if you were yawning right now?
Oh, man.
I wonder who the first one that created the phrase, don't let the bed bugs bite.
I don't know. That might be a good trivia question.
Yeah, that'd
we'll
be
look that
real
up.
Good.
Right. I mean, it was Abraham Lincoln, I think.
Hey, Sleep Tight really does have an origin. They had ropes in the bed, and they had little things on the sides to tighten those. And so your bed wouldn't sag, and you'd kind of go and just tighten up the ropes there in the old-timey beds. Then you'd say, Sleep Tight. That's where that came from.
Really?
Yeah, okay. Seriously.
All right,
let's go to James from Mississippi. Jamie from Mississippi. Hello.
You there, Jamie?
I think it's Jamie.
Yes, Jamie. Hi, Jamie.
Hi, how are you?
Doing really well. Now, did you get something nice for Valentine's, or did you celebrate Single Awareness Day? Kind of a dual holiday that took place there on February the 14th.
I guess it would be Single Awareness, but I had to work, so it wasn't that fun.
Okay. Well, listen, ask, answer, or do both?
Both, I guess.
Which one you want to answer?
The Bible one about Satan and hell.
All right. The Bible doesn't actually teach anywhere that Satan rules hell. Is that true or false, Jamie?
It's true.
That is true.
Nicely done. Good
job, Jamie. Teach that Satan rules hell. In hell. Excellent job. Now, are you a Bible scholar, or did you have to look that up?
My dad's a pastor, so.
Good. Okay, all
good.
Right.
Good
so,
for him.
So did you ask him, or did you just learned it along the way?
I just knew it, I guess.
Okay. All right.
Good.
You're paying attention at the supper
yes.
table. I know that's how a lot of kids learn growing up. Good
yes.
job.
Hey, Jamie, what's your question for us?
Okay, so where in the Bible does it say that the guy is supposed to make the coffee?
That's in the New Testament. It's in Hebrews. Hebrews.
Right.
Hey, Jamie, you mentioned your dad's a pastor. For somebody there in Mississippi in your neck of the woods looking for a good church to go to, what's the name of the church that he pastors?
Well, he doesn't pastor anywhere right now, but we've been going to Songs Chapel in Papaville.
Okay,
it's
great.
A really nice church.
Oh, wonderful!
All right, well, good.
Well, listen, have a great weekend, and thank you so much for listening to AFR.
No problem. Y'all have a good weekend too.
All right, thank you, Jamie. All right, let's keep rolling along. Where do we go next, JJ?
We're going to Arkansas. Mm-hmm. Jeff is on the line where he's been patiently waiting. Hello, Jeff.
Yes. Good morning, esteemed professors.
Thank you for your honesty, Jeff. We're glad to be here, and hey, we're ready. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I would like to do both, please.
Which question would you like to answer?
Walker's question about the first toy.
All right. What was the first toy advertised on television?
I believe that is a popular toy called Mr. Potato Head.
That's yes.
Correct. Oh! Good job, Jeff. Hey, Jeff, were you listening to JJ Jasper this morning? Were you listening to his show this morning?
I don't think so.
Okay, JJ had a Mr. Potato Head joke.
Yeah, it was Valentine's a couple of days ago, and, you know, these ladies talk about finding the perfect man, and there was actually a panel of women that got together and deliberated. They got sequestered to find out who the perfect man was. You might be thinking an actor or an athlete or a wealthy businessman. After several days, they determined the perfect man was Mr. Potato Head. And they cited four reasons. They said he's tan, he's cute, he knows the importance of accessorizing, and if he even looks at another girl, you can rearrange his face.
I love it. All right.
Well done, Jeff.
Hey, Jeff, you got a T-shirt, buddy.
That's right.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's awesome. Thank you.
Well,
I listen to you guys every Friday, but I can never call in because I'm driving on a rural mail route in Rogers, Arkansas. So I'm home with the flu, so it's kind of a mixed blessing.
Yeah, there's that silver lining.
I get to try to call.
Hey, Jeff, do you have a question for us?
I have a question. Yes, a Bible question. In the Old Testament, at the time of the Exodus, when God delivered the Jewish nation out of slavery in Egypt, God instituted what is called the Jubilee calendar. And my question is, how many years is a Jubilee cycle? And for bonus points, true or false, the last year of a Jubilee cycle is also the first year of the next cycle.
It's 50 years. We're just talking among ourselves. It's 50 years.
Okay.
But now, Ed, what about, and Walker, what's the thing about that cycle when one starts?
It's like seven sevens, right? So would it be 50 years or 49? Mm-hmm. We're just talking amongst ourselves, Jeff.
Okay. Well,
and I'm kind of thinking about whenever you give the land back, there's almost a prorated thing. If somebody, you know, if you buy some land and say, hey, the year of Jubilee is coming up in this many years, so you're only going to be able to own it for so long. But, yeah, 49
or
50.
So 49, and then the 50th year is the year of Jubilee, right?
50th year is the year of Jubilee.
And then maybe he is correct there that that 50th year would be the first year of the next 49?
That's what we're going to go with, Jeff.
Okay, yes, you got it. 49 years is a cycle, and the 50th year is the Jubilee, but it's also the first year of the next cycle. So it's 49 years is one cycle.
All right.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for that. Listen, stay on the line because they want to get your address and your shirt size. Thank you so much for listening to AFR and hope you get to feeling better. Man, that flu has been nasty all across the country. It's been a rough flu season.
Yeah. All right, hang on. We'll put you on hold.
Sure,
put you on hold, Jeff, so don't go anywhere. All right, so we got the mystery question, and excellent. Hey, listen, let's go ahead and do our questions. I'm getting all kinds of questions answered. I'm going to have to add another one for the final 30 minutes or so. Go ahead, Walker. Let's go ahead and reset, and then we'll be coming up on our break here soon.
The only remaining original question of mine is this. In what year was the Nintendo 64 officially released? One more question I'm going to add, and then I'm out of questions. Our solar system is located in what galaxy? What galaxy is our solar system located?
All right, here are my. I still have two questions that have not even gotten a tickle here. In 1978, who was the first Arab leader to recognize the state of Israel? Second question, a person from Kansas is called a Kansan. What do you call a person from New Mexico? Kind of official ways of referring to people from state to state. I'm going to add a question. What is the longest river in the United States? What is the longest river in the United States? And I'll give you one little hint. It's probably not what you think. JJ, what do you got?
Who has won the Daytona 500 the most times? Second question, what is the name for a human third molar? Tooth question. And third question, name John Grisham's first number one bestseller.
All right. Well, folks, it is Trivia Friday today, also known as
Learning University.
Ed Vitagliano sitting in for Tim Wildman, who will be back in the captain's chair on Monday. Also joined here in studio by J.J. Jasper and Walker Wildman. 888-589-8840 is the number to call if you want to get on Trivia Friday. 888-589-8840. We're going to take a 5-minute break for news. When we come back, the last 25 minutes of Trivia Friday. Give it your best shot. We'll be back in a bit.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.